Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Welcome back. I know I always say that weather sometimes doesn't dominate the reason why we have a great weekend or not. Sometimes news can really drive the tone of the weekend, especially if it's early news and especially if it's bad news. I just thought I would share this because this doesn't happen every day, but when you're in a very specific demographic or age group, then it starts happening a little bit more often when you reach a certain age. And I noticed a friend posted on social media what was going on with him, his health, his life, and so forth. And it made me think a lot about mortality plans and everything else. But nevertheless, this friend identified the a real problem and a potential mortality factor when he mentioned that he had a tumor in the side of his head that actually was grown around his jugular and so forth. And so I'm not sure, but one of the things that went through my mind is one, the type of tumor that he has, and the information that we had received from Orlean regarding his regarding her book. And that book was Whoa, Nelly, 5G Dangers and the Deceptions of Powerful New Wireless Technology. And if you haven't heard that, you may want to go back and listen to my podcast on reclaimingtherepublic.org. But this friend of mine, who has been a really good representative of a company I used to work for, and because the tumor is on the side of his head and was affecting his hearing and everything else, I can't not think and associate the fact, and I need to get back to him and find out, you know, hey, was that your dominant phone side when you did most of your phone calls? Is that where, you were putting the phone up to the side of your head like the rest of us do? And it makes me think that, because in this book, it says that after 260 hours of putting a smartphone up to the side of your head, you have almost an insurmountable odds of obtaining a tumor of some kind, just due to the fact that you're just frying the side of your head for those long periods of time. It's like about 260 some odd hours. Anyway, I would highly recommend you get the book. And so when your friends in your demographic, so I just turned, 60, and that means that in my demographics, I'm starting to see this. He's just turned around, I want to say about 50. And so what's going to happen, my friends, if you're listening and you're in your 50s or if you're in your 30s, 40s, or what have you, these things are going to start happening sooner because of the way we have injected carelessly all of this type of technology. Now, I will say this, that if you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, right there on our homepage, we've got a little clip with a little picture of Red State Coffee. You can buy your Red State Coffee free shipping. It's $12 a bag, and that is either grinds or coffee or grinds or whole bean. You can get either, but what I am telling you is get your Joe on. You're going to drink Joe anyway, right? Why don't you get Joe that is, this is gourmet Joe. When you try this, you're going to say, wow, this is very, very, very good coffee, because it is actually very, very good coffee. It's coming from what is considered one of the best coffee producers out there. And so you can't get better coffee than this. So why not have some good coffee with your good Red State Talk Radio? And it would be good Red State coffee in doing that. So I'm going to be injecting the commercials for this, but I want you to know that you've got the link now. If you drink coffee, you don't have to throw us a penny, but in buying coffee and drinking coffee, you will be supporting the show and what we're doing. So there you go. We've got a sponsor that is actually helping, and we actually have a way that you can help by just consuming your normal amount of coffee that you consume. So anywho, we appreciate your considerations, and we definitely appreciate your support. As you know, this show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And as you know, you're listening to the only show that provides you with the constitutional solution and processes that we need to take control of the Constitution, as well as getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution, as you know, as well as doing other things like actually dealing with bad players in politics. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. There's all sorts of things that we discuss of what you can do and how we can use this Constitution of ours as our weapon, not just as some, you know, thing we can point to. This baby has far more reach, far more applications than most people want to give credit to. And so, as I've heard many people use the old cliche, the Constitution is the solution. We're here to help you help show you these things and to help teach you how you can use the Constitution as a weapon and as a shield. The listen to or the listen in number, if you are unable to stream directly or unable to listen via the airwaves because you're out of transmission space, airspace, then just dial 605-562-4209. Now, today, I'm going to dive into the security risks with buying tech from China. But one of the things I was prodded a while ago, and I've been meaning to do this, I want to kind of go through some reminders because you hear me say these things. I have the 3C rule, right? And you've heard me in my coming back from break announcement say, let's not forget that 3C rule. If, and what are the 3C rules, or what is the 3C rule? The 3C rule is confidentiality, civil, and concise. It's hard for me to say all these things. I'm functioning on zero sleep. So forgive me today if I seem to be just dragging, because I literally am. The first C, confidentiality. If you know me by name, please just refer to me as GR. I'm not looking to be outed. The second C, civil. I only ask that when you call, just please be civil. If you're going to leave a message, just be civil. I have a high tolerance, and I do understand that there's hyperbole and so forth, and people use strong words because they try to want to project themselves. But I think it's very important that if we're going to engage in these types of topics, we need to be civil. And third, be concise. I don't have a lot of time, so if you do call or if you're going to leave a message or what have you, don't give me the whole history. Just be concise with your points so that we can just dive straight into the point and address it as well. So I wanted to kind of come back around on what those three C's are, because you probably hear them. And when I first started the show, I used to go through every day trying to explain what these things were. So it took me a little bit of time, and I got to a point where I don't come back to these very, very often. So it's been months since I've actually pointed out what my three C's were. So another thing that I also talk about, and you hear me promo these things, is my YouTube video. on my website, on the Take Action page, we have this 30, actually it's like an hour and a half, but the first 30 minutes of this video is the academic argument of what we're facing as a republic, as the problem, and we get into what the solution is to that problem. And so, again, that is on the Reclaiming the Republic Take Action page. So reclaimingtherepublic.org. This is a very important video, and I'd ask you to at least watch this video and then go to our homepage and look at and read those bullets that are on that homepage as we kind of walk you through that exact same academic argument and the process of republic review. You're actually getting a chance to look at what the process is, both in a model as well as in the descriptions, so you can understand everything that is involved in republic review. And so with that, let me I realize I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to start off with groveling and how you can support. And I've already talked to you about the Red State Coffee grinds and or whole beans. That's one way you can support us. Another way you can support us is with our crowdfunding. And so if you go to the GoFundMe site and just look for Reclaiming the Republic, you will find us. And with that, when we come back, I will dive into the two organizations that we also want you to support, as well as how you can support us as soon as we get back from this break. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so we were just wrapping up the GoFundMe, but there are other ways you can help. You can help directly. If you want to be a leader in your state, you want to be a leader in your county, and you want to start getting people educated and informed, and we will work with you on that, because actually, I talk to people a lot about this. People think that we need to educate everybody. We don't have enough time. We do not have the time. It took Moses 40 years to change the culture. we're going to have to rely on cancer education. In other words, letting people use technology to inform themselves when they find out what the heck's going on. That's why we're very myopic and focused on leaders and trying to get leaders to understand what they need to do their job, to save us before it's too late. That's exactly what the framers did in the early 1770s and so forth, when they finally stood up the committees of correspondence. And I want to say that was like 1774, 73, something like that. And that is when they started taking action and educating each other what they needed to do and how they were going to respond. And that's how they formed the Continental Congress. They didn't go to the electorate and say, hey, do you know what's going on? Do you see this stuff? Everybody kind of knew what was going on. Just like we know today, everybody knows all this bad crap is happening. The fact of the matter is we don't have time to educate everybody. We need to educate the leaders so that they can realize, oh, you know, there's actually something we can do here. And we can start communicating amongst each other and start working together. And so that's the type of help that you can actually get involved in. Send us an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and we will help you become a leader in the ways that you want to help. If you've got, like I said, if you've got a computer, you got a phone, you'd be surprised what you can do in getting involved. In addition, there is the Constitutional Club with Keith Broders, and supporting them or actually just getting involved with them by going to constitutionclub.ning.com. Get involved with these guys. They were working on rescinding the 17th Amendment. I know that they are still trying and educating people in regards to rescinding the 17th Amendment. The other organization is Our First Right. What they're trying to do is they're trying to get the representation in Congress to be far more representative of the people, which is the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights that was not passed. So I would just suggest to you to go look at these guys, ourfirstright.org, and get involved, because what they're doing is helping to displace the swamp from DC to back home. And as you look, and if you get smart on all this stuff, it'll start making sense and you go, oh my gosh, why didn't we do this a long time ago? Yeah, well, we haven't, and now we need to do it. So let's get active, let's get involved. One of the things that I rallied on, or if you want to say I riled or derided the listeners on KMET this weekend, was making the commitment and getting involved. We're losing time, friends. 2024 is rapidly approaching, and I can't tell you how bad it's going to be when all of the useful idiots are finally able to go to the polls and vote. They will vote away your liberties because they are being programmed in the school system to do so. They are our nemesis, and it is our own kids, because bottom line, too many parents are thinking that this is okay as well. And or they don't realize that their kids are being programmed as weapons against us. Anyway, let me move forward. We've got Constitution Day plans going. Anybody got them? If you've got some Constitution Day plans, let me know what you want to do. We would love to talk about how you plan on celebrating the Constitution. And I know that there are organizations that do this. I think it's the Daughters of the Revolution are one of those. I believe it's them that always have some big hoopla every year. But in some respects, I think it's one of those best kept secrets, because, you know, very few people really know, and it doesn't get out to a high level of, you know, the audience, because I don't know of a lot of people that have ever celebrated or have known that there are celebrations of the Constitution. We have to change that. That's something that we need to do in bringing awareness into our culture today, because everybody understands the 4th of July and the Declaration of Independence. We need to understand our founding document that this country is based upon, not just the Declaration of Independence that broke us away from England. So get involved. Find a way to start making the Constitution a greater awareness in your community, bringing greater awareness to it, as well as help promoting it. As always, I just kind of scanned the news, and even though there is news, every day there's going to be news, and it's not going anywhere. Most all of this stuff just kind of sticks to the wall, and it just starts, you know, oozing down. None of it's good. What we need to start focusing on are the things that are good that can actually change our outcomes. And so that's why we're out here, you know, reporting that there's nothing good in the news. And the one thing that we should be looking for is the federal government disbanding tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. And they're not doing it. They're not going to do it. I had a conversation with a good man last night about, you know, what would happen if the federal government did this. Actually, it came up twice yesterday. And the fact of the matter is that even if the federal government on its own started getting rid of something like the Department of Education, let's say Trump did that, what's to keep the next president from bringing it back? The only way we can get rid of something for good is with the stakeholders of the Constitution, the states, standing up and saying, you can't do this. We didn't delegate it to you. It's that easy. And so that's what Republic Review does. It takes back all those roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states away from the federal government, and they get to keep these things instead of allowing the federal government to run rickshaw over them with tyranny. Now, Red Pill Expo is coming up. I am actually speaking to G. Edward Griffin tomorrow. We'll be recording his information about what's going on, about what had happened, and so forth. And so we're going to have an interview that'll be coming up later on this week. In talking with him, there's no way I'll have it ready in time for tomorrow's show, but probably Wednesday. And I'm also going to be talking with John R. Vile. He is the professor of, I believe he's the dean of political science, as well as the professor of honors and so forth with Middle Tennessee University. I've interviewed him before. You've probably listened to those interviews before. And we're going to be talking to him about some of the issues like the wall, the immigration, and this problem, and what the Constitution offers, and how Trump could actually go down these paths, and how I've actually set these things up. I'm going to bounce these things off of him so that you can hear his perspective from an academic sense. And with that, we're going to get talk about Red Pill Expo. If you are in the East Coast, if you are in the northeastern area, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, you're within driving distance and spending a weekend up at Red Pill Expo. You want to make sure you look into doing this. It is June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Go look at who's speaking. And I will tell you that you need to be there because it is going to be one of the greatest experiences you've had. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Red Pill Expo website, and I will get that up as well on my Red State Talk Radio podcast. If it's not up today, it will be soon. That way you can actually go and look at what the costs are and everything else. We want you to get informed so that you can get involved. Remember, knowledge is power. Only when you start exerting what you have learned. Now, one of the things that I have been, you know, one of the things I'm going to be talking about coming up is social media. I'm going to be talking about a lot of other different topics. And I know I go into rants all the time. But what I want to share is the fact that even though my rants may not be any better than yours, the real difference between my rant and everybody else's is this. What is it going to take to get you involved and to commit to actually taking action? I'm not looking to put my hand in your pocket. I'm looking for you to put your money where your mouth is, kind of, or actually just getting you to open up your mouth and take a stand and actually just stand up and be noticed. Maybe the money will come later. Maybe those things, as you start getting committed, you know, you'll actually start being able to put your money where your mouth is, type of thing. But my point is even though there are all sorts of rants out there, if you're not trying to drive change and motivating people, then all you're doing is wasting a lot of hot air. The whole point is that if we're bringing somebody onto a level of knowledge, to a platform of understanding something, then we have to get them to act upon that at that platform. So that's what we're trying to do here. So what is it going to take? And while you're thinking about that, we'll be right back. We're going to get into the risks of buying tech from China. So please stay tuned and we'll get into the techs from China.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Now, if there is a corporation out there that is an evil player, it is coming from China. It's coming from the evil communist countries, because corporations in communist countries aren't really corporations. You have to understand that communist countries may create a brand, a label, or what have you. They did it in the Soviet Union. And you remember the Yugo, the car? that was a part of the Soviet bloc product. And so that was not a private enterprise corporation. That was a government corporation. All corporations in communist countries are government corporations. And so China, Huawei, and any all of these companies that are being pumped into America, HTE, what have you, they're all communist corporations. So the biggest problem and the biggest security risk you have in buying tech from China means that every dollar that they make in profit by you buying their crap goes to help build the arms race for them to dominate the world in attacking us. So when you buy their cheap crap, whether it's at Walmart, the Five and Dime store, or whether it's their tech and or what have you, that money is going to help them become the dominant military force in the world. And I'm telling you, the way things are going to play out, they won't care about free markets and free commerce flowing across the ocean. They are only going to be going after anybody and everybody once they knock America off, because that is their goal. That was a professed goal that they've had for years and years. And they are working diligently and ardently towards that goal. Now, getting into the tech side of the tech you buy from China, because it seems like they're permeating throughout our market space. Firmware, you got to understand this. Firmware is software. If you're buying a device and it is on the network, it's, whether it be wireless or however, it has firmware on it. Even though you may have all of these great apps and all the things that you may be able to do with this crap that they're producing, in the background, they have software that is operating. And some of the firmware software problems come in is pinging home type of software, where they're constantly sending these like trace route pings in helping China and the hackers to identify where all of its little devices are, so it knows how to get to you, or it understands behind what firewalls it's working so that it can eventually work through that firewall in creating unfettered access to their devices. Firmware is software. Remember, I'm going to say this a few times. Firmware is software. So there is software that they put, and this isn't new. America was doing this in the 80s. I knew about this type of stuff that, you know, products that were going out of America into other countries. Our old tech and our current tech, if there is an export compliance issue, in other words, it's going to a country and that country's getting it, then there's a good likelihood that we've put software in our firmware in those products that are going to those countries that are kind of nefariously getting these things. But in China, it's a little bit different because it's all commercial. And as, in all honesty, the tech industry has blown open wide to where there's not a lot of computers other than the high-end supercomputer type of stuff that we really have guarded, because commercial products are literally that becoming the a part of the distributive computing environment, the DCE, right? Distributive computing environment. And so more and more people and more companies are utilizing devices instead of, you know, terminals and those types of things. Those old mainframes, that type of stuff, is a thing of the past. So the firmware that they're putting in these devices, computers, like if you bought a Lenovo, if you're buying Lenovo, that is filled with IBM, but it's China now, and it's filled with China software crap. And so these types of devices have firmware on them that does everything it can to gain administrative access to the device itself. And in doing so, they inject Trojans. Once they get their little hook into your software, then these Trojans start working to building themselves and actually doing some pretty nefarious things, such as this next thing, which is also a part of firmware as well. When they actually, in your networking cards that are being made in China and so forth, they have found that they do duplicate transmissions. In other words, you're actually sending data, you're sending information out to where you want it to go, it's sending that exact same stuff, as well as sending your actual files back to the mothership. That is one of the reasons why government contractors and or any company that has intellectual property will not and does not want you to bring any Chinese software or any Chinese devices in within their infrastructure, their intranet, so that, you know, they don't get compromised. Because I can tell you, the company I worked for, we had several times we had been penetrated and found Trojans and found that they were sending information back and so forth. And they've been doing this for years, and they're getting better and better at doing this. And so it's not like they, I don't think that they actually discovered how to do this. I think we were the ones that showed them how to do this. And that is one of the things that, you know, we can thank the Clintons for, because they allowed lots of technology to get into China. Now, another thing out there is called the Magic Kill Packet. And this is kind of straight out of the Hollywood summer blockbuster. The Magic Kill Packet threat is that someone somewhere can cause a network to shut down by sending some special combination of ones and zeros, and this Magic Kill Packet can be hit to your sent to your device in a real world cyber war involving China. And anybody that gets this, it shuts your device down, renders it absolutely useless, and all the data on it is inaccessible. And then it's done. It has just lobotomized your hardware. Now what are you going to do? So this is a real threat. And Huey in, is one of the companies. HTE is another one that has these real threats of this Magic Kill Packet. So I just want you to understand that they can do this. Now, there's people that will say, well, we've got all this infrastructure security. I am telling you that even with infrastructure security, I have seen China actually permeate through networks. If you have a device, now we're talking about these common devices. If you have a device like a phone or what have you, you don't have a firewall as you're driving up the freeway and this thing is pinging and you're talking over the, you know, the network itself. So don't think that you may have some protections by buying some tech from China. Don't think that. Now, there is also another threat. It's called the intentionally bad software threat. And this is where the Chinese manufacturers, these devices, have hidden back doors that would allow an attacker to gain access. And I've been kind of talking about that. And some of these back doors are the firmware. Now, for an example, APC, the American Power Corporation, actually allowed their corporation to access your device intentionally out there. So, I mean, this is not an uncommon thing. Just want you to understand what they are doing is standard practices in computing and or communications with devices already produced in the consumer market. They're just using these things for nefarious purposes. And that's what I'm trying to drive home. I'm trying to get you to understand that these are the important issues. Now, there are the business issues. Not every threat to network security has its origins in bad or malicious software or hardware. An important non-technical issue when considering suppliers from China is the differing cultural frameworks for both competition and intellectual property. You do realize that if you're buying an American like Hewlett-Packard and it is being made in China, there is a good chance that it may have firmware or some chip that's in it, even though it's American. Supermicro and some of its cloud computing computers were claimed to have been compromised because it was doing the assembly of these computers for cloud computing in China. Apple was identified as a vulnerable suspect. I think Google was another one. And I forget, there was a third one. It was Microsoft, I believe. Maybe it was Microsoft. But with that, I've got a little bit more on this when we come back. If you're looking at buying tech, make sure it's not made in China. And with that, we will be right back after a couple of promos. Thank you so much.
Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue, to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, my friends, as I was telling you before we went into the break, and I've been telling you this time and time again, that the Communist Party of these communist countries, whether it be Venezuela or what have you, the party is intertwined with these companies, with these corporations, which integrates themselves into the government infrastructure and their military infrastructure. You have to understand that there's no separation. It's not like going and buying a scoop of ice cream from Baskin and Robbins. There is an intertwined relationship between these corporations from China, as well as this tied relationship to this to their Communist Party. Venezuela, like I said, is the same thing. Cuba and so forth and so on. That's how they function. So when you're doing business with them, then you are actually, you know, helping build their infrastructure for their military and everything it is that they're doing. And so I think that most people kind of forget this because, oh, well, it's so much cheaper to be doing business with China. Actually, it's not. You got to get this through your head. Even though it may seem to you to be cheaper, that is only because the Communist Party is subsidizing this. They have volume on their side, and they understand that. That's the model that they understand, just like Walmart understands volume, just like Amazon understands volume. And so as I rightfully poked Amazon in the eye last week for the way they've had all of these advantages and they want to get up like they're the, let's just say, the righteous corporation of the group by raising their minimum wage to 15 and going, are you kidding me? You've been subsidized by our government, by the CIA. We shouldn't be allowing corporations to exist like this, and they got a no-bid contract with the government for doing the cloud computing for the government. Are you kidding me? Anyway, let me kind of get into some news with what's left of the time. And as a matter of fact, as you know, Ilhan Omar has said that she just recently, because of her comments with something happened someday on 9/11, you know, that has just stirred up a lot of people's ire. And she said that she has been she's received an increased number of death threats. Now, I know that, you know, there is hyperbole in communications. So I think she's just trying to make hay out of this. I think she's actually trying. It's those fear factors that, oh, look at that. Those radical haters out there that hate Muslims. You know, I get so frustrated when I start listening to people talk about things in those types of paradigms, because these people are absolutely clueless. It's not about necessarily the Muslim. It is the doctrine. It is the ideology that most people that are educated and informed understand the threat that we're facing here. It is not an outlier that these things are happening. If it was an outlier, if 9/11 was an outlier, then all of the women being raped throughout Europe from these same beasts, or whatever you want to refer to this ideology, because in their ideology, it's okay. And if you invoke Sharia law, these people would not be held accountable. And when I say these people, I'm not saying it necessarily disparaging. I'm just trying to isolate that there is a sect of people that truly believe that raping and those types of things are absolutely okay in their jihad, killing people, beheading people. That is their religious call to arms. Don't think that this is a religion of peace. It's not. It never has been. It has been in constant flux. The first war Muhammad fought was a civil war amongst the, if you want to call them Muslims at the time, or those, I just prefer to call them as the tribe of Ishmael, because the Muslims came from Ishmael. He was the son of Abraham. And so if you start looking at these things in that type of context, you go, okay, and he created a civil war to take control of the sons of Ishmael or the tribes of Ishmael, whatever. Anyway, so the fact that she's receiving death threats, now this goes hand in hand with good old American freedom of speech. We're not going to start outlawing freedom of speech. I mean, Thomas Jefferson received death threats when he was president of the United States as well. And they didn't have a Secret Service. I remember reading one thing. A guy said that, you know, if he had the time and the money, he would go down there and kill him himself. And this was all in context to the export bans tariffs that President Jefferson put in place. Another thing that is worth mentioning is Pete Buttigieg, I guess. You know, I'm bad with names, so I'm not trying to be disparaging and mispronouncing somebody's name, but he's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He's officially launched his candidacy with a good public kiss with his homosexual lover on stage, apparently, or at least that's one of the photo ops that they're putting with this announcement. And they're making a point that here is a person that is obviously homosexually oriented, and he is calling for a new American spring. He is calling for an American sexual revolution where homosexuals take full control, because that's what the spring means, like the Arab Spring and what have you, so that the radicals actually take full control of the government. Now, I don't know if he knows something that I don't, but Apparently, he believes that there are more people that are inclined and or supporting the homosexual movement than those of us who find it repugnant and find it a sin. Well, apparently, he's launching his campaign, so we'll see how long he lasts. But this is all a part of Circus Maximus, remember? All right. So, white nationalism. It seems like, and I'm bringing this up because some good friends of mine have been picked off and picked upon because they were labeled. They were label lynched because supposedly they actually allowed somebody, you know, because they have an organization, they allowed different views. They actually had this last week, they had progressives and Democrats and so forth come and speak regarding the homeless crisis. And they wanted them to kind of put out their solutions. And the bottom line was there was no solution that came from these folks. Well, last year they had a person who had been labeled as a white nationalist, and there was really no hardcore evidence. And I've still yet to see hardcore evidence that this gentleman that they had at their organization come speak was a white nationalist. He may be, and there is, I think, identitarianism, I think is what they call it. He may be a part of that movement, but there's no evidence that this guy is a white nationalist. And I want to put this in perspective. Out of all of the left's hate groups that exist, the smallest is white nationalism. But it seems to be getting the most hyperbole from the press as well as the left that are out there. They're out there basically saying, oh, the white nationalists are taking... There's not enough of these guys. There's too many open and objective-minded people that are rejecting these types of things. And are you kidding me? These guys pale in comparison to the Antifa and to the Black Lives Matter and so forth. Those are huge organizations. Another thing, I guess Cocachia or whatever you call that music festival, apparently Ariana Grande was the one that was dubbed as the person to close. And so apparently she's getting really, really popular. I want to point out, if you do the research, Google her name with Lake Elsinore. When she was a disgruntled youth, and she had a little brat fit at a donut shop in Lake Elsinore where she actually got her, you know, her grubby little mitts on these donuts and pulled them, you know, licked all of these donuts that were out in the open that she could get her hands on to damage and refused to pay and so forth. And I don't believe they pressed charges because of who this little punk was. She's a little punk. She's a little entitled punk, and she should never be considered a, you know, what I would consider a leader in the arts. She may be a performer, but just like all of the different performers, it doesn't matter what your race, creed, gender, or anything else is. A person like her is driving an agenda, which means that she is just like the rest of the monkeys on the string that are dancing to the organ grinder. You do this, and we'll give you these opportunities and so forth. That is not a disparaging comment regarding any person's sex, gender, or anything else. It's a disparaging comment towards the progressive controls over the music and the entertainment industry. I am G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.